Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Congratulations on getting through your 9-to-5. Thank you so much for listening. It is The Drive. You are listening to The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. Karrants in here, Rob here, taking you up until 6 o'clock. So we got a couple of things to get into. There were two questions that were asked on ESPN today as I was getting ready for work that were really, really interesting to me. The first one was a toss-up question that was thrown out on First Take. The question was, are the Chiefs more likely to miss the playoffs or make the Super Bowl? Now, I have not for a second begun to go through the thought process that the Chiefs may outright miss the postseason. I mean, I know it's a possibility. I'm just not there yet. I don't believe it. I still think this is one of the better teams in the National Football League. I still think this is a very good team and a talented team. I believe they are going to make the postseason. But the fact that we are asking this question at the midway point of the season is just interesting based on how the season has broken so far. So I was talking to Speck and we came up with this. I think there's four locks for the postseason. Colts, Patriots, Bills, Broncos, and the AFC. I would be very, very surprised if either of those four teams missed the playoffs. The Pats and the Bills, just given their schedule the rest of the way, what would have happened for you to just miss the postseason? The Colts, given the division that they're in, this is just the year in which the Colts win the AFC South, and they're going to the postseason. The Broncos, they're at 7 wins right now. I mean, you would have to completely fall down the stretch for you to outright miss the postseason. So I got those four teams that I've put into a lockbox. I don't think we need to spend a whole lot of time discussing those teams. You got Pittsburgh and Baltimore as two teams. One of those teams has to make it because somebody has to win the AFC North. We'll see how that plays itself out. And then, Rob, you got three other teams that I think are in the conversation. The Chargers, the Chiefs, and the Jaguars. Now, the Chiefs have lost the tiebreaker to each of those teams. You play the Chargers, so no need to freak out about it. But I think this list and how it's broken down is indicative of, man, there's a lot of work that needs to be done by Kansas City. So we are arguing that there are three playoff spots left and just one of the playoff spots you are not eligible for because you have to win the AFC North. So whether you think the Chiefs are winning their division, whether you think they're a wild card team, wherever you have them, like you either got to get going and there is real competition for those spots. Jacksonville only has 3 losses. The Chargers only have 3 losses. You got 4 losses. You got to get going to make the postseason. You got to really start getting to work. And if you look at your schedule, at least the rest of the month, you got a difficult stretch. You go on the road and play the Broncos. That's going to be a coin flip kind of game. You got a home game against the Indianapolis Colts. We are all trying to figure out what to make of the Colts. You got Thanksgiving against the Cowboys. I don't think the Cowboys are great, but they can score. It's a road game. It's Thanksgiving. So no one would be surprised if the Cowboys won that game. And then you get to December, where I think the schedule lightens up a little bit, and I think you can go on a little bit of a run. So I feel like we have been saying this for basically the entire year with the Chiefs. You just kind of got to take care of your business, and at some point, you just got to get hot. And I think December kind of opens itself up to that. But, I mean, it is not a foregone conclusion, any of this. It's not a foregone conclusion they make the playoffs. It's not a foregone conclusion that they win their division. You got to start putting the work in the AFC. And for the most part, when you've played the good teams in the AFC, you've lost those games so far in 2025.
It is very hard to kind of handicap, like a better term, the AFC playoff race, because the people who are paid to handicap this, Vegas and FanDuel, DraftKings, whatever you use, is still saying the Chiefs, who are currently not in the playoffs, are the team to watch. So, like, as you went through the tiers, I feel like as we went through them one by one, man, every team has a fatal flaw, and I could see a lot of shakeup in the playoff picture. You compare that to the NFC, where the NFC, I feel like, is kind of done. We kind of know what it looks like. But the Chiefs find themselves in, we always call it the wash right now. Like, I know FanDuel has them as the favorite, but they're a team looking up at the Jags, a team that's beaten you. Your team right now is looking up at the Chargers, a team that's beaten you. Like, I think the Chiefs are better than those teams. I think the Chiefs deserve to be on, you know, a Bills-Colts type of tier, but until the Chiefs start doing it on the field, it's really hard to justify being like, oh, they're a foregone conclusion for being one of those type of bump up a few tiers teams.
Yeah, I mean, I think the best analogy would be this. The Chiefs are the friend that always figures it out. Always figures it out. We always talk about tickets. We were talking about a couple weeks ago with the Chiefs game. Or your friend that books the hotel last minute. Somehow that friend always ends up in the nice suite. Somehow that friend always ends up finding the tickets at a good price. So I think a lot of the conversation about the Chiefs is just based on their history, their track record, and what they've been. I just trust that the Chiefs are going to figure it out. That's why I'm really intrigued by these next 2 weeks. Every version of the Chiefs with Patrick Mahomes wins these next two games. Every single version that we have seen, it's the second half of the season. It's after the bye. We believe the Chiefs are going to be, 95-96% healthy. We'll see what happens with Isaiah Pacheco. But Trey Smith is going to play. Josh Simmons is going to play. There's no significant injury right now on the defense that I can think of. Every version of the Chiefs has won these two games. You go on the road in the division, and you figure out a way to beat the Broncos. It doesn't have to be pretty, but you figure it out. And then you come back home against a team that none of us truly believe in the Indianapolis Colts. We already know what the weather's going to be like. It's the middle of November in Kansas City. It's going to be 50 degrees outside. It's going to be windy. Daniel Jones is outside, and you figure out a way to win. So a lot of it, at least for me, is I expect the Chiefs to respond after the bye week. I don't want to be overly down because the Chiefs went on the road against one of the five best teams in the league, played poorly, and lost. That's going to happen to a lot of teams when they play the Buffalo Bills. But these two games that they got coming up, I don't care what version it's been, the 2018 version through the 2024 version of the Chiefs, at this point in the season, they are turning things around, and they figure out a way to get their season back on track. They figure out a way to win these two games and firmly put themselves in the conversation of, we are a Super Bowl contending team.
So you believe this year's Chiefs, based on that track record, was it 2019 when the Super Bowl, they were 6-4. 6-4 Chiefs, where they lost the Titans. I remember that game. They lost the Titans in Tennessee.
And then they got hot immediately after that.
Didn't lose again that season. I believe it was the year they lost to the Bengals, and my year's getting messed up here. I think it's 2021. The Chiefs are 5-4. 2021, they then get hot. They end up as the 2 seed, but they end up as the 2 seed, and they host the AFC title game against the Bengals. We know what happened. You think the Chiefs are going to use this bye week to round into form, and I don't think you're wrong. I think history has told us that. But I think with this stretch of the games the Chiefs have coming up in November, we're going to learn pretty quickly if the Chiefs are the Chiefs of old or if this is an outlier, a new iteration, a different chapter has been written, because historically it gets cold outside. Kansas City starts gobbling up wins just left and right. Andy Reid, November, December is a behemoth. If this Chiefs team's going to do it, they got to do it fast, because Broncos, Cowboys, Colts out of the bye is as tough a stretch as you'll see. And if they're 1-2 in that stretch, or even 2-1, and you're 7-5 going into December with a couple losses to contenders, you might not get hot the same way you have in the past and then run through the playoffs.
And I would say, if the Chiefs lose the Broncos game, and I know we got a long way to go, we will talk about the Chiefs in a way that we have never talked about them. A wild card team. That's what they are. If the Chiefs go on the road next week and lose to the Broncos, we can stop all this division talk. We can stop dynasty conversations. They are currently a wild card team if that's the case. They're 5-5 in the middle part of the season, and now we got to start talking about, can they get to a position where they're playing their best football, where it doesn't matter where they're seated, it doesn't matter where the game is. For this entire run, they have always had a couple of significant advantages. Either they haven't had to play in the first round, or you get one or two home games, or they're in a position where in week 18, they don't have to play. The game doesn't really mean anything. You're not worried about seeding. So maybe you didn't get a traditional bye, but you get an opportunity to get everybody healthy. You don't usually get that if you're a 10-7 team. That ain't really how the end of the regular season works. You might need that game. So if the Chiefs lose next week to the Broncos, just how we have discussed the Chiefs for basically the last 7 years, a foregone conclusion they win their division, a foregone conclusion they are either the first or second team in the AFC, that cannot be if you are 5-5 in week 11 in the NFL season. You have not proven that so far this season. So I think next week is very, very telling about what kind of category we are going to put the Kansas City Chiefs in. All right, Rob, let's get to the hits.
Your workday is over.
Oh, yeah.
You're headed home, and now you're stuck in traffic. Time to get caught up on the biggest stories in Kansas City and around the country with CDOT and Rob. It's time for the hits. Number one.
As always, carrying the hits are brought to you by Baker University. Make your next era orange at Baker University, the first university in Kansas, and ranked number one in return on investment among private universities in Kansas. Baker University, forever in our orange era.
All right, I want to say shout out to Baker University. I want to ask you the question. Now, I don't know. 913-586-7965. I swear to you, I don't know. But we just found out that on December 5th, we are going to find out what teams are coming to Arrowhead for the World Cup. Now, I'm excited about the World Cup. I mean, I don't know much about soccer, but I know it's a major sporting event. I mean, the biggest sporting event. And I also know I will be there. So I'm excited about it. And you can get me excited about international soccer. You maybe can't get me excited about EPL and none of that. I don't know nothing about it. But I do know enough about soccer that when you got Brazil playing another country, I know that that's a big deal, and I know it's going to be exciting. So I'm looking forward to the World Cup. Rob, I know we don't know right now who the teams are going to be that are coming to Kansas City, but who would you like to see? I mean, I don't know enough about this process, but I'm just going to guess we aren't getting Team USA. Something tells me that I know they say it's random, but somehow they will randomly end up in New York or randomly end up in Los Angeles or randomly end up in Miami. Like, I don't think it's that random. I just would be very, very surprised if the number one draw ended up in Kansas City. But I don't think it matters because you are going to have one good team, a couple of good teams that are going to be playing games at Arrowhead that people are going to be excited about. Who realistically do you think we can and should get?
So first things first, I believe I've read a report that USA plans on having their training camp out in LA. So mark down a lot of West Coast games for Team USA, because if they're going to be training in LA, you're not going to want them jet setting across the country,
sure,
which kind of kills Kansas City, at least in the group stage. So it's a tough question to answer because
I want like a France or something. Can we get Mbappe?
Oh, that'd be incredible. Right now, Mbappe's not in the World Cup. They haven't finished the qualifying process yet, and there are still a
hold on, you're
ton
telling me I only know
slot.
Like four or five players, and one of the players I do know, they're not in the cup?
Not yet.
What are they doing?
We have not finished qualifying. Qualifying will finish, and then they do the draw on the 5th. So,
okay, so they're still working to get to the cup.
Correct.
Okay.
I believe France will probably make it, but I don't have all the tables in front of me. Of the teams that'll make it, have made it. Let's just use the known commodities.
Can we get like Brazil or somebody?
I think Kansas City will get at least one big time player in the group stage. Now, I don't think they're going to be playing a good team. I think you can get an Argentina. I think you could get a Brazil. I think you could get an England. I think if they make it, you get a Germany. You could get one of these Colombia. One of these big time world powers is going to come to Kansas City. That would not shock me. I don't believe they're going to be playing another world power. Like, I wouldn't prepare for Brazil versus Spain in the group stage to be in Kansas City. But I could see a scenario where one of those superpowers in international soccer is playing in Kansas City, because Kansas City has what? They have tied for the most or one of the most matches of any city in the United States.
We get a handful of really, really good games at some point.
So, like, and you can never answer what the knockout round looks like because you don't know how the tournament's going to play out. But I think in the group stage, one of those countries where you know the players is coming to Kansas City.
Yeah, don't we get like the equivalent of the Sweet 16? Is that it?
Yeah, we'll get a Elite Eight, actually.
Oh, yeah. Well, then we're getting good. We're guaranteed to get one incredible
correct.
Game.
Correct. But you can't predict who's going to be in the Elite Eight. Same way you can't in the NCAA tournament.
I'm guessing the United States won't be in it. But I don't know much, but okay, I know they won't be there.
But I can tell you, I think in the group stage, like for an NCAA tournament comparison, a 2-15 matchup, I think Kansas City could get a 2-15. I think a Brazil taking on a Morocco or something could be in Kansas City in the group stage, which would be incredible for the city if one of these superpowers is in town.
All right, well, go soccer. That's all I got to say. Go soccer. Hit number two.
Number two.
All right, I want to play this for you guys because this was very, very interesting. Now, I want to give this disclaimer. I don't think this is going to happen. This is just a fun sports radio topic. But what if the Jets took all of those draft picks that they just got from all these different teams, and what if they packaged it for Joe Burrow? An interesting thought.
This is a league that always has quarterback questions. This now, as much as ever, feels like an arms race with teams positioning themselves to make big moves for quarterbacks, whoever they are, whenever they are. We saw this week that anybody can be had. Mm. We saw that teams are willing to go nuts to get their guy. So why is it going to stop there? When it starts there, it's not going to stop. Yeah. It's only going to increase. And there are some teams out there that have some major ammunition to go dangle to make things happen.
Not anybody can be.
That was beautiful.
Joe Burrow cannot. No way. Jets, try all you want.
I think it would be crazy for the Bengals to trade Joe Burrow.
Outrageous.
That being said, he's ended the last three seasons, they won't make the playoffs. He's ended three seasons on IR. If you're able to get a king's ransom, I could see it not being a 0%. I don't think it's smart. I was there with Carson Palmer.
Let me ask you a question.
To camp,
how do you think
and
Joe?
We had Andy Dalton, and we flipped him all these draft picks into what is probably the most successful stretch for Bengals franchise history from 2011 to 2016.
Go, Shefty, go.
We're just talking. How do you think Joe Burrow feels about the Bengals defense and the offensive line that's protected? I'm going to ask you a question.
If I were Joe Burrow, I would want out of Cincinnati.
You would?
Yes. If I were Joe Burrow, that doesn't mean Cincinnati would be obliging to that.
No. Hold on.
That's where it gets interesting.
I don't know why this hypothetical is so intriguing to me. The Jets have the compensation to go get just about anybody in the National Football League. They picked up three first-round picks over the last 48 hours. They have a lot of draft capital. What if the Jets called Cincinnati with this offer? We will give you the two Colts first-round picks. We will give you our second-round pick. So this season, depending on what the Colts do, let's say that ends up being the 27th pick and the 33rd overall pick. We'll also give you the Colts first round in 2027. We have no clue what that could be, but just knowing how the NFL is, they might end up getting like the 14th overall pick. And then we'll also give you a mid-round pick. So let's say we give them the fifth. So we'll give you two ones, a high two, and a mid-round pick in 2027. And you called Cincinnati and said, we want to trade for Joe Burrow. I think Cincinnati thinks about it. Now, I don't think Cincinnati does it. I think they have committed way too much money at quarterback and two wide receivers to abandon the plan this early on. And also, Joe Burrow's under 30 years old. Now, I know he has been broken down. He has had significant injuries at multiple stages in his career. I don't think this Joe Burrow thing is lasting until he's 40 years old. Joe Burrow to me seems like somebody whose body gives up at 34 years old. So you don't have that much time left. But I do think Cincinnati is committed to at least going for it. Now, I wouldn't do this if I'm the Jets either. The Jets might have the number one overall pick. Just draft Ty Simpson. just draft Fernando Mendoza and go on from there. But I do think this is a very interesting topic on who would win this trade and would Cincinnati say no if the Jets called and made that offer. Rob, what do you think would happen if the Jets called up and said, we want to give you a lot of the assets that we've acquired. We want to go get Joe Burrow.
So I don't think the Jets would call because I think that deal is terrible for the Jets. And listen, I like Joe Burrow. Me and you argue all the time about the most impressive college football season. You say it's Cam Newton. I say it's Joe Burrow. Joe Burrow is fantastic to watch. But if I'm the Jets, I'm getting rid of all the things I've just acquired to go get one player. You still have other holes on your team. And the Jets would be in the same situation with Joe Burrow that the Bengals are in. They would still have a defense that's lacking, and they would still have an offensive line that's lacking. It would look like the Aaron Rodgers Jets. So, like, if I'm the Jets, I'm not giving up that draft capital for things other than draft picks, at least early in the process. Let's say they package some picks, they go get number one overall this year. They might get number one overall just on their badness. And they take Ty Simpson or Mendoza or whoever they think the best quarterback in the draft is, and they hit. Now you can use those picks and turn around and get a star player to pair with your quarterback. Or you can do what the Cardinals did because you have so many picks to play with. You can take Mendoza with the first overall pick this upcoming draft. Uh-oh, he's not the guy. He looks like he might be a miss. What do you do now? You package the picks you have pocketed for the ensuing season, and then you go draft Arch Manning or whoever you think the next quarterback is. Keep taking shots until you hit at quarterback. The Jets need to pick a young quarterback to build around, not trade all those picks to Joe Burrow. So what would happen if the Jets made that call? The Bengals should run to say yes, but the Jets shouldn't be making that phone call.
Hit number three.
Number three.
Carrington, we got a massive, at least AFC West tilt on Thursday Night Football tonight. Not massive as far as going to be enjoyable to watch, but one half the AFC West is playing tonight, including one team the Chiefs are looking up at, Broncos and Raiders. Carrington, Thursday Night Football can get weird. The Broncos struggled last week with the Texans. Could it get spicy in Denver tonight, or should Chiefs fans prepare for a week-long conversation of Denver looks good and they just had a mini bye?
Now, I at least want to point this out. The Raiders ain't the Texans. The Raiders ain't the Texans. But yeah, I'm surprised that you and I see this game so differently. Now, I think the Broncos are winning this game. Thursday night is weird. And if there is a spot where if you're a Broncos team that you get caught looking ahead to the biggest game of your season, next week at home against Kansas City, I mean, wouldn't it be this spot right here? I mean, wouldn't it be this spot? You're the Broncos. You're thinking, it's the Raiders. Why does it matter? We can just roll the ball out there. You're already thinking about your long weekend. I mean, if you win this game, you don't have to come back to work until when? Next Wednesday? You got a significant amount of time off. If there's a spot to get caught slipping and get caught looking, wouldn't it be this divisional game for the Broncos? Now, I think they're going to win, but I think this game's I'm staying away from the number. I'm staying away from betting it. Thursday Night Football is weird to me. That's all I got on it. It's just always weird.
I mean, I get what you're saying. It's always weird. But I think that weirdness usually happens when a team's on the road. The Broncos are not on the road. They are at home tonight. It's not Mile High. What do they call their stadium? It's got some corporate
name.
It's Mile High.
Just like it's Arrowhead, it's Mile High.
Yeah, it's not GEHA to you. Either way.
I've never called it that. Only when we got to read the thing for Mitch Holtis. Only time I call it that.
So that's number one. The game's at home. Number two, man, the Raiders trade away their best pass catcher, at least their best wide receiver, 2 days ago. So you think on a short week, they're going to have lost their best wide receiver, and that's going to make Geno Smith look better? If I'm the Broncos, I'm putting every member of the secondary on Brock Bowers. I don't care. Throw it 100 times to Jack Becht. Throw it 1,000,000 times to Jack Becht. I do not care. He's not beating me today. So short week, depleted roster because of the trade deadline, road game for a team that is turning the ball over at a high rate. It reeks of like 24-7, 24-9 Broncos. Ugly football, but dominant by Denver.
This is the thing I'll throw out there, and I know we're up against it. Do you trust the Broncos to win every game they're supposed to win? Because so far this season, that is exactly what they've done. The Broncos' two losses are on the road against the Colts and on the road against the Chargers. You do not feel bad about either one of those losses. Do you trust the Broncos, or really any team that's good in the National Football League to win every single game they're supposed to win. Because if that's the case, this Broncos team's going 13-4. Like, if you think the Broncos win every game they're supposed to win, then I would say then the division's over. There's no reason to talk about it then. They play Vegas twice. They got Jacksonville at home. I think they're better than them. They got Washington. Then the division race is over then if you think that about them. I don't think it's over. I think the Broncos are going to slip up in one of these games, and it's just going to end up being interesting at the end because it's the National Football League, and it always seems to work out that way. So maybe it's not this Raiders game, but it's on the road against Washington. Or you lose at home to Jacksonville right before the Christmas Day game against Kansas City. Mark this down. Trust me. I'm telling you. The Broncos have been walking on the edge. They could have lost at home to the Giants. They should have lost last week. They played a 13-11 game at home against the Jets. I'm not 100% marking this down as a win for the Broncos. No. Not in 2025. It's been way too weird for that. Coming up on the other side, earlier today, we were joined by Michael Swain. He covers the Jayhawks. They got a busy weekend coming up. But most importantly, they might have the number one overall pick on their basketball team. We talked to Michael Swain about it. Keep it right here. So drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison on your new home for K-State Athletics, 96.5. The Fan, brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Taking care of your eyes shouldn't be a hassle. That's why Warby Parker is a one-stop shop for all your vision needs. Our prescription glasses and sunglasses are expertly crafted and unexpectedly affordable. Stop by a nearby store or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. Did we mention we offer eye exams and take vision insurance too? For everything you need to see, head to your nearest Warby Parker store or visit warbyparker.com today. That's warbyparker.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
You guys may have heard this, but Kansas basketball, they have a very good player on their team. His name is Darren Peterson. A lot of you will get a chance to see him coming up tomorrow as they play North Carolina, but a lot of people think that he will be the number one overall pick in this year's NBA draft. Michael Swain, he covers the Jayhawks. We had him on the show earlier today, and we talked about Darren Peterson.
It's one of those, you watch warm-ups, right? You can just tell he's got kind of that it factor. Man, he's such a special player, and I think what he's shown in basically one half of action in the two games he's played against high major teams, right? Think back to the Louisville exhibition, and then obviously what he showed against Green Bay. Like, it's one of those where you just see that he's why there's all the hype. You know, the three-point shooting is going to come and go, but, man, you just watch him move. You watch him cut, create his own shot. Like, you can go back to the Green Bay game on Monday. You go end of the first half. Everyone in Allen Fieldhouse, everyone watching the game on ESPN+, you knew Darren was taking the last shot at the end of the first half. The guy guarding him knew he was taking the shot. It didn't matter, right? Gets the elbow, pulls up. It's just good. And so, you know, you just see the talent that he has. And it's one of those where I'm most excited to watch a game like Carolina where they're going to force him to do a lot, right? And I'm really interested to see how he handles all of that responsibility, because I think so far we've seen him act as a scorer, right? You watch against Louisville, you watch against, you know, Green Bay, and what he does putting the ball in the basket. Well, I'll tell you what, Carolina's going to really try and make him be a playmaker, I bet, and see how he handles how they're going to, you know, what they blitz or whatever they do with the pick and roll coverage. And that's going to be the most exciting part, is seeing a guy as talented as Darren deal with the different challenges that teams throw at him. And so, again, first time I really think that, you know, he's going to be in the high-pressure road environment. Sure, you know, on the road at Louisville in an exhibition, that wasn't a sold-out place. It's going to be a whiteout at Carolina. Like, that is up there for one of the toughest atmospheres and one of the coolest atmospheres anyone can play in. And, man, I'm excited to watch Darren go to work and see what he can do.
Right now, we're talking to Michael Swain, who covers the Jayhawks for 24/7 Sports. Michael, for KU fans that only know two players, Darren Peterson and Florie Badunga, because he was on the team last year, give KU fans some other names to watch, because there's going to be a group of KU fans that tomorrow is going to be their first time watching them.
Yeah, for sure. I think Melvin Council is going to be one KU fans are really, really going to like. And for the long-tenured fans who can remember Tyshawn Taylor, you know, it's so weird now where I'm saying, like, oh, yeah, if you remember Tyshawn Taylor, it was 13 years ago. Like, it's been a while. But, man, Melvin Council, like, he is going to remind you so much of Tyshawn. The athleticism, the speed, the intensity that he plays at, I think he's the perfect guy to have next to Darren Peterson, where, you know, if you look last year at St. Bonaventure, right, where Melvin Council played, he played 40 minutes a bunch. Like, he never left the floor, and he's going to be a really steady presence in the backcourt next to Darren, and he's going to be a guy that isn't going to shoot a lot of threes, but, man, he's going to attack the basket. He's going to create a lot for others. He needs to be able to take some pressure off of Darren. Obviously, at the four, you got Trey White, transfer from Illinois. He's going to fit more of your Jalen Wilson mold of the four, not so much your KJ Adams or your too big look. You know, 6'7", his three-point percentage has improved year over year. You're looking at him potentially, if you can get 33% out of him this year from deep, that's really good. He's got to play to his size against Carolina. Carolina's going to start, you know, three guys who are 6'10 and above. So he's going to have to play big against Carolina. And then in the starting lineup, you know, Cole Rosario is a guy that's had a little bit of a slow start. He's a true freshman from Miami, played overtime elite, enrolled early, reclassed up to be with KU. He can really shoot the ball. He's a super athletic player. He's just got to slow down. And Bill Self talked about it when we talked to him this week. You know, Cole has played way too fast to start because he's excited. He wants to go make plays. He's just got to take a deep breath, let the game come to him. And when he does, I think he's going to be one of the best shooters on the team behind Darren.
I'm not used to looking at bracketology and seeing KU with the six by their name. Right now, Joe Lunardi has KU as a six seed. So if I set the over-under right now, let's say it's at 4.5. I know it's early in the season. Their best players are freshmen. We'll learn more about this KU team. If I say 4.5, do you think they'll do better or worse than that seed in the NCAA tournament?
Oh, I think better, and I feel pretty confident in saying that. I think this is a team that, because of the way the last couple years have gone, because of the way the last 2 years are going to impact all the analytics, right, the KenPom and stuff going into this year, it's going to make KU look like a you know, high teens, low 20s team going into the year. I think this is a top 15-ish team. And they could lose to Carolina, and that could definitely happen. But I think that by the time we get to March, this is a team that's going to be in the top 15, potentially top 10 if everything goes well, if, like, Bryson Tiller turns into an NBA draft pick that, you know, you're expecting. If Cole Rosario shoots 40% from three or something like this team's ceiling, I think, can easily get up onto that kind of one or two line. It's just a question of what's the range of outcomes. But I do think right now KU as a team, looking at the rest of the season, is going to be a little bit underrated just based on the fact that, you know, it's Darren, Florie, and who else, like you're saying.
That's Michael Swain. He covers the Kansas Jayhawks. Rob, you are a Kansas alum. You are a Kansas basketball season ticket holder. I mean, I follow Kansas basketball enough to note that this feels different. That KU, they get great prospects. They don't get this prospect that often because there's just not many of these guys around. There's one, maybe two of these guys every year in college basketball. Last year, that player was Cooper Flagg. That's who you wanted. This year, there's two, maybe three of them. It's Darren Peterson, it's A.J. Dabanska, and it's the older Boozer kid at Duke.
Cameron.
It's Cameron at Duke. So it's those three prospects. You got one of those guys. So, I mean, this is the biggest KU recruit we're talking about in a decade since Andrew Wiggins that you could just feel there is a buzz about him. So I'm excited to see how this season progresses. They got a handful of really, really big games here in the non-con. We get a chance to see him go on the road against North Carolina. They play Duke coming up in a couple of weeks. Well, they'll get a chance to go up against one of the other potential number one overall picks. They play BYU this year. So we're going to get a chance to see him play up against some other high-end NBA prospects. And the beautiful thing I always say about sports is at some point you got to prove it. I don't care how much talking happens. Eventually, if you're the number one overall pick, we will see it play itself out over the course of the season. I'm excited to see if he can live up to these very lofty expectations that he has.
You know, what's funny is, and we'll talk about this more tomorrow because KU plays Carolina tomorrow. A lot of what we're saying about Kansas, I'm assuming North Carolina fans are saying about their school too. Like they have Caleb Wilson. Now, Caleb Wilson, I don't think is as good as Darren Peterson, but he's a top flight, five-star type of freshman on Chapel Hill. And they went out in the portal and found players to surround him with. Like they added the Vassar kid from Arizona. They added local kid, Kyan Evans. Like Carolina went out there and said, we have a fabulous freshman. We're going to surround him with talent. That's what KU did in the portal. They said, we have Darren Peterson. We're going to surround him with talent. Like, it is going to be very quickly, okay, who had the better offseason, who has the better individual player? But you're right. It's hard to say this and not have it sound like KU hubris, but there is an air, or as the kids say, an aura around Darren Peterson. You talk to an Eric Bossy. You talk to Greg Gurley. You hear from what Bill Self is saying. You talk to Michael Swain. You talk to, you know, Doug Gottlieb put this on Twitter. I know Bill Simmons has said it. Like, we're going to have Kevin Sweeney on the show tomorrow. Kevin Sweeney wrote a piece for SI, which full of quotes about he's just different. He's like a pro at 17 years old, the way he moves, the way he acts, the way he plays. And KU fans have every right to be really excited about this kid because he might not live up to the hot hype because the hype is so, so, so lofty, but he will go down as one of those type of freshmen, not only in college basketball, but at Kansas.
Yeah, it's interesting, too, I would say. I'm sitting here looking at the Rivals or Nest Now 24/7. I'm looking at their top, you know, rankings or whatever. Peterson was one, Dabanska, Cameron Boozer. There's a kid that went to Tennessee and another kid that went to Arkansas. I mean, basically outside of Dabanska, I mean, the Kings stay the Kings. There's not a lot of like last year there was the Rutgers. Like I think we can say pretty definitively, every year in college basketball, one of those top kids is going to end up going to what we would consider to be a random school. Like right now, Missouri has the number one point guard prospect is committed to go play basketball in Missouri. Missouri is a random school if we were talking about getting that level of a basketball project. But everywhere else, I mean, Kansas, Duke, Tennessee, Arkansas, Louisville, Houston, North Carolina, Arizona, USC, UConn. I mean, I know we think the NIL is just spread things out. I mean, when it comes to those, it's just hard to convince a five-star kid, hey, I should go to Iowa State. No, that kid's going to Kentucky. That kid is going to UConn. That kid is going to play for John.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it.
Are you playing me off?
That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer. First 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If your eyes are the windows to your soul, and your glasses are the windows to your eyes, then it's pretty important to find your perfect frames. That's why at Warby Parker, we've made shopping for eyewear as easy and fun as can be. Peruse endless styles in our stores, or use our app to virtually try on frames and get personalized recommendations. To find your next favorite pair of glasses, sunglasses, or contact lenses, or to locate your nearest Warby Parker store, head over to warbyparker.com. That's warbyparker.com.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Calipari. Kids are going to go where they know.
I mean, I actually just saw a tweet from Field of 68. There's, to your point, the top freshmen fared in their first game. I mean, look at these schools. It's Arizona with Coapete. It's Illinois. It's Baylor. I know we don't look at Baylor that way. Baylor is a top-flight basketball program.
But Baylor always gets one or two of those kids, always. I don't know how they've been doing it this long. They always stay with one.
Calipari, who's now at Arkansas. I mean, Arkansas not at school, but Calipari's that guy. Kansas, Duke, North Carolina, Kentucky. I mean, Houston. I mean, now Syracuse has one of those kids, albeit it's Carmelo's kid. Like, everyone you know, Michigan, that everyone who is everyone gets one of those freshmen because that's what happens in college basketball.
I would just say now, if you are one of those other ones, maybe you're not spending your resources chasing those kids. You need to probably be trying to get the kids 30 to 60, and you got to try to convince them to stay. That's the game now where Darren Peterson was only going to the elite prospects. But if you can get the 40th overall kid and you can convince him to buy in and stay in school and you're paying him good money, to me, that might be it. If you can do that,
pair him with an elite portal kid, exactly.
If you can do those two things, you got a chance at building a pretty decent team. I think that's the strategy that Missouri is trying to have. Hey, we've done pretty decent in the portal, and we've kept our kids. If now we can start to throw a couple of those high-end basketball prospects, I mean, Missouri has two of the top 15 kids in next year's class stepping on campus. If you can then pair that with some money in the portal, you got a chance to have a decent team. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
The Drive with Carrington Harrison. Watch the show on YouTube by subscribing to the 965 YouTube channel. The Drive brought to you by DM Entry Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Entry Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 965, The Fan.
All right, Rob, you know that this is the segment that we usually have some foolishness. Listen to this toss-up, because this is a good one. Let's say that these events happen at the same day at the same time. Do you go to your wife's master's degree graduation or your sister's wedding? Which one do you go to?
That's a really, really good toss-up.
That's a great toss-up. About which one. We might have to ask Mahomes this next week, because you know, after the bye week, we do our annual. We don't ask him football questions. That's a really good toss-up. Which one do you go to? Your wife's master's degree graduation is at the same time as your sister's wedding. Which one do you go to?
I think you go to the master's event, because the fallout of potentially missing that one is bigger. Like, your sister's going to be mad at you, and you're going to be a pariah at family events for a while. But you can't come home from the wedding and be like, hey, I heard you did great at your master's ceremony. That means every day is a nightmare. So, yes, you got to go master's. This is close, though.
This is why I think you got to go wedding. You can always celebrate the master's ceremony. Like,
Yeah, but seeing the diploma is a one and done. You don't get to do that 10 or 15 times.
Yeah, but I'm just saying is your wife has had, this is at least the third time she's graduated in her life. She graduated high school. She graduated and got her bachelor's degree. Yes, her master's degree is great. But babe, my sister is, and when we're all done, come to the reception and we'll celebrate it. Hey, we'll celebrate you. I actually think you got to go to the sister's wedding here. I actually think if you're the wife, I don't, and now it depends on how close your wife and your sister are.
I would say being in the wedding too would change things too. If I'm in the wedding, obviously it's wedding, but if I'm just a guest, which would be odd, then yeah, you go to the master ceremony in that world.
Yeah, I honestly think, like, let's say that your wife and your sister are close. I think your wife should skip the graduation to then go to the wedding.
I would agree that's the most likely outcome. That wasn't the question. You can't be like, okay, well, in real life, my wife would skip to be at the wedding. That's the most likely real life outcome.
Yeah, because going to the graduation is cool, but if, in this scenario, all of your family is not going to be there, and you've already done the thing, right? Like, it doesn't matter if you show up or not. They still hand you your diploma. Like, I remember whenever me and my mom had this conversation, because I dropped out of school to work with Nick, and then I had hours left. So then I decided to go back. Like, I was like, all right, cool. Hey. And I was like, Mom, do you care about this? She was like, no, all I wanted you to do was get your degree. I don't care. Like, it's your decision if you want to go or not. So I was like, oh, okay. Yeah. So in this scenario, babe, I've supported you the entire way. You already have the diploma. Let's go celebrate. Hey, the night before, let's go to 1587 Prime. Let's have a nice meal. Let's go to this wedding tomorrow. Let's celebrate it. And then let's do something special. I think the best thing to do is try to convince your wife to not go to the graduation. And then everybody just goes to the sister's wedding and supports her.
I think that's what probably happens in real life. Because even in that scenario, if you got the welcome party, the rehearsal dinner the night before, like, wedding obligations are more than just the day if you're in the wedding. So it's more likely than not your sister is probably in the wedding. Like, it probably works out where your wife is going to elect to not go, but we're not getting the nitty gritty of a toss up. You asked which one.
No, that's a good one. No, that's a really good one. No, I'm telling you, that's a good one. I saw that toss up and I was like, hey, man, we gotta throw that one there. We gotta, that's a good one. Somebody said, what if it's your sister's third wedding? That also changes things. Honestly, if this is my sister's third wedding, y'all should have done this at the courthouse. That's what I'm saying. You've already had your special day. You had it once, then you had it twice. When you get to number three, hey, man, go down to City Hall.
Yeah, you barely get two. If you do a second big one, all right, cool. You don't get three.
No, you don't get three. You don't get three.
If I get an invite to a person's third wedding, I'm not even like family, friend. Like, hey, man, I'm doing a big thing. It's my third wedding. It's going to be down at the Lowe's Hotel. I'd be like, I'm not coming. I'm not showing up for that.
You know what I'll show up for? The reception. Yeah. I'll show up for the reception. I'm not showing up for that.
Mark me down as open bar participant.
Hey, Rob, I'm going to say this. You did your wedding right. We had a buffet and we had dinner and it was an open bar. Hey, man, you really did your thing. I'm going to tell you that. I don't know if I can give you your credit. You really did your thing. We had an early little buffet. And then they came by and they brought us food. Oh, man. I don't know what that cost. You got your money's worth. I'm here telling you that. Then you guys had like a Chicago Bulls starting lineup. It was great. Great time. Are you planning on getting married again anytime soon? Because I want to come to that.
I'm like Darren Peterson. One and done.
One and done. You know what? You guys got to renew your vows at like 10. And then we got to have another ceremony. That's what we'll do. He said, I'm Anthony Davis. I'm Michael Kidd-Gilchrist. This was a one and done for me.
You picked two guys that beat Kansas. They're one and done.
Yeah,
yeah,
for
really?
Sure. Carmelo Anthony. That's what you are. You are Carmelo Anthony. One and done. All right. We had a lot of fun. Is tomorrow a Red Friday? Is this bye week Friday?
And no Nate. No Red Friday. No nothing.
No nothing. It's just us. That's
just
who
us.
It is.
We're gonna have
some
fun.
We ain't got guests tomorrow. Take care of yourself. It's the drive.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon a dismal day, Bob's ice cream van looked gloomy and gray. Although he had big ambitions, his socials lacked creative vision.
That bad?
Maybe vamp it up a tad?
I have an idea.
Bob launched Canva and got into gear.
Create the video in the vampire theme and make it the funniest meme.
It went viral. Bob's business, a revival. Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.